Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke has 3, Peter has 4, Bim has 5.
All right, Luke, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, Paul Ryan disputed the administration's claim that the blank illegally spied in the Trump campaign
FBI.
In 2016. Yes. On Monday, Howard Schultz stepped down as the executive chair of blank, fueling suspicion that he would run for president in 2020.
Starbucks.
Right. This week, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced he had signed a temporary ceasefire with the blank.
Taliban.
Right. On Wednesday, President Trump commuted the life sentence of Alice Marie Johnson at the request of blank.
A drone carrying Kim Kardashian West.
A bar in Colorado has offered a patron free drinks for life after blank.
It served him a tequila shot that had a poisonous worm in the bottom.
No. They offered the patron free drinks for life after an off-duty FBI agent danced so hard that his gun fell out of his holster while he was doing a backflip and accidentally shot the patron in the leg.
Yeah, but they say the only answer for a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun doing a backflip on the dance floor.
On Wednesday, Tesla shareholders rejected a motion to strip blank of his role as chairman.
Elon Musk.
Right. Despite months of controversial media appearances, Yay, the latest album from blank, debuted at number one of the Billboard charts.
Kanye West.
Right. This week, a section of an art gallery in London was closed this week thanks to a fire caused by blank.
The art.
I'm going to give it to you.
Ooh.
Because the answer was a bunch of rotten fish suddenly exploding, which was the art. South Korean artist Lee Bull created an installation that consists of 15 rotting fish sitting in plastic bags. The piece is called Majestic Splendor. Unfortunately, before a showing of the piece at the Hayward Gallery in London, the chemicals inside the bags reacted with the hot lights, causing the fish to spontaneously combust. Gallery owners say that the fire caused minimal damage and that the exhibit's grand opening will go on as planned. They're also excited to report that now, in addition to wine, the first 15 people through the door will be served a fully cooked, individually wrapped fish. Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Coming back strong. 7 right. 14 more points. Total of 17.
Wow.
Right.
Big.
All right. Peter, you're up next. Fill in the blank. This week, Robert Mueller's team accused blank of witness tampering.
Oh, Manafort.
Yes, despite fears that they'd overcrowded the ticket, Democrats were not shut out in blank's primaries on Tuesday.
California.
Right. According to CNN this week, the White House quietly let go Kelly Sadler, the communications aide who was caught mocking blank.
John McCain.
Right. On Wednesday, the State Department evacuated 2 more diplomats from blank who say they became ill after hearing strange noises.
A Chinese embassy? Or
yeah,
or
China. Yeah. China. During an interview on CNN this week, Kellyanne Conway accidentally called President Trump blank.
Melania, but no. It wasn't that. I remember what it was.
She called President Trump the Commander of Cheese.
Yeah.
Dang it. Dozens of luxury car owners in Canada say their rides have been vandalized by blanks.
Well, Luke had a lot of luck by just saying the art before, so I'll say the art.
No.
How dare you?
No, they're being vandalized by feral, horny peacocks.
Which? Is art
in a way, in some ways. Residents in British Columbia say these roving bands of feral peacocks are attacking their cars. The problem is the male birds get very aggressive during mating season, and apparently they see the reflection in the car's paint and think it's another peacock, so they attack. It's either that or they're still pissed VW lied about the diesel emissions. That's very touchy. Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter got 4 right, 8 more points. Total of 12.
All right. How many, then, does Bim need to win?
Well, she needs 6 to tie and 7 to win.
All right, Bim, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Monday, President Trump claimed that he had the absolute right to blank himself.
I want to be rude, but he said pardon.
Yes, he did. This week, the Supreme Court narrowly ruled in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for blank.
A gay couple.
Yes. This week, the Fuego volcano in blank erupted several times, forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes.
Guatemala?
Yes, indeed. Police raiding the apartment of a man in Florida found blank.
A roving band of peacocks.
No, a monkey, 3 box turtles, 2 red-footed tortoises, and a skink. And a partridge stolen from the local zoo. This week, new research suggests that kids who blank eventually move on to cigarettes.
Vape.
Yes. On Thursday, NASA published new research from the Curiosity rover about possible life on blank.
Mars.
Right. This week, a British woman trapped by a big spider finally escaped by blanking.
Feeding it broccoli powder.
No. By ordering KFC and having the delivery driver kill it. this woman is like in her apartment. She looks up and she sees that this enormous spider has spun a web over the door. So she cannot leave. She's terrified of like walking into it and becoming spider food. So she's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I can't get it on my bus. I know. I will call KFC, who apparently delivers in Britain.
Yeah.
Not doing a lot for the sophisticated reputation there. And the delivery guy comes and he opens the door and he sees the spider and he goes, ah! And she says, kill it. He says, I hate spiders. And so apparently he was scared of spiders too, but he finally caught it and flushed it down the toilet, or he fed it fried chicken until it died of joy. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say he was afraid, so right. He called right. Pizza Hut.
Bill, did Bim do well enough to win?
Well, she got 5 right, 10 more points, total of 15. Trailing Luke, who is our champion.
In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists, now there's no longer a swimsuit competition, what will be the winning talent that makes the winner Miss America at the next pageant? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And Progressive Insurance, offering a way to buy home insurance with their Home Quote Explorer tool. Custom quotes and rates are available online. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's Progressive. Amazon Music, where users can listen to music from a catalog of tens of millions of songs and hand-curated playlists, including today's new releases and music from yesteryear. Learn more at amazonmusic.com. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Special thanks to Boca Catering for feeding us this week. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug, what kind of grunt was it? Berman, benevolent overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our public address announcer is Paul Friedman. Our house manager is Tyler Green, assisted so ably by Simon Tran and Mary DeOlio. Our intern is Zoe Zeidema. Our web guru is Beth Novi. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Jennifer Mills and Miles Dornbos with Lillian King. Our stevedore is Peter Gwynn. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Our business and ops manager is Colin Miller. Our production coordinator, that's Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog, and the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will be the winning talent at the next Miss America pageant? Luke Burbank.
Remembering the lyrics to God Bless America.
Bim Adewunmi.
I think a flawlessly executed jewel heist with an all-female crew where the prize is the Miss America tiara itself.
Beautiful. And Peter Gross.
Showing a man how to use a mop.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it right here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Luke Burbank, Bim Adewunmi, and Peter Gross. And thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.